שלום לכל החברים והחברות.
Hello to all our friends. We are in our daily meeting. We read from the study to Ten Sfirot. We'll start with a quote from the morning lesson. Our teacher said, without discovering the need for the Creator's help and for His work, he won't be able to do anything because there won't be a deficiency. A deficiency is what we need to give to him. That we raise a deficiency to the Creator, and by that we give an opportunity to grow. We'll start with a clip of Rav Michael Lightman. As much as you cause joy to the upper, you're building a partzuf, your soul is expanding and getting a structure. The structure of the soul is from imprinting the joy in the Creator and the upper. And in that joy, with that structure of the Creator, you take it and you build your soul. The soul is just a point. It turns out that the soul is built on the imprint of the Creator, that you are taking this imprint. Let's say you have a flashlight, and with the flashlight, I illuminate on something in front of me. I see a part of it through the flashlight, that gets the one part of it, and that one part I take and build my soul. I take the copy and pass it on to me in my soul.
אז אנחנו קוראים בתלמוד 10
We are reading from the study of the 10 Sfirot, volume 1, part 3, page 175, those with the book, Inner Observation, chapter 8, item 2.
עוד בית.
Item 2.
דלת מילואים.
Four fillings in the four letters. Havaya, which are Absag, Ma, Bon. We shall refer to the names of the five Partsufim, Achanpin, Abba, Ima, Zeranpin, Nukva, as Galgalta, Ab, Sag, Ma, Bon. In accordance with the gematria of the four fillings of the name Havaya, we shall call Partsuf Arichanpin, which is the Ketil, by the name Galgalta. Partsuf Abba, which is Chokhmah, also called Abba and Ima, shall be called Ab, which is Havaya filled with Yudin, plural for Yud, like this, Yud, Hey, Vav, Hey, which amount to Ab. 72. Partsuf Ima, which is Bina, also called Yesud, shall be called Sag, which is Havaya, filled with Yudin, and with Aleph, in the Vav, like that, Yud, He, Vav, He, which amount to Sag. 63. Partsuf Zeranpin shall be called Ma, which is Havaya, filled with Alephin, plural for Aleph, like this, Yud, Hey, Vav, Hey, which amount to Ma, 45. Partsuf Nukva, which is Malchut, shall be called On, which is Havaya, filled with Hey, plural of Hey, like Yud, Hey, Vav, Hey. The reason for these fillings and calculations has been explained in my book, Panim Meirot Umasbirot, regarding the 288 sparks and there is nothing to add here.
ואנחנו נעבור לקליפ שעבר לנו את הדברים.
We will move on to a clip. We have to receive later, feels that it's receiving from the host and it does a restriction. It already has this approach to the filling and to the host, and because it's able to receive, to enjoy, doesn't have anything else than feeling, it starts to organize itself in order to feel good and comfortable between these two bestowals, influences, that there's the direction of the host that organizes the enjoyment and is causing more feelings in the approach to the host, and starts to then work and will to receive, and it's not changing, but all of these different states, it's still the same will to receive, but there is more forms of behavior. And according to these external forms of behavior and of the will to receive, we give it names that are different. So the will to receive that corrects itself, that's in states that are called the world of Atzilut, there are names there instead of the regular names that are known in other places. Keter, Chochma, Bina, Zeran Pin and Malchuti gets. Arechan Pin, Abba, Ima, Zeran Pin, Nukra. And other times, Atik, Arechan Pin, Abba, Ima, Zeran Pin, Nukra. Or Arechan Pin, Abba, Ima, Ishut, and Zon, and so on. It's all according to the role. But in it, it's the same will to receive. Like we look at a person, someone that's Abba, and someone's a husband, someone's a worker, laborer, and maybe eating, and there's all these different denominations, names for how it identifies these identifiers. We're continuing with item 3. The first 10 sefirot in the line of Insof are called the world of Adam Kadmon. Its level reaches Keter. The coupling for each partsuf should be in its upper one. 3. You already know that the first 10 sefirot that were emanated after the restriction are called Adam Kadmon. It contains 5 partsufim, Galgalta, Ab, Sag, Ma, Bon, each of which consists its own Rosh, Toch, Sof, as has been explained above. It is generally called the world of Keter, or the world of Adam Kadmon. The reason its entirety is called Keter has been explained in Inner Light, that it is because the screen of Phase 4 in its true measure does not operate in any other world. You should know that the coupling by striking for the 10 sefirot of Rosh of each partsuf must be in the peh of Rosh of its upper partsuf. It is as the Ari explained here regarding the 4 worlds Abiyah, that the coupling for 10 sefirot of Atzilut was done in the world above Atzilut, namely Hak, and that for Briah it was done in Atzilut, etc. Now we'll watch a clip. Starts to do an action, but who starts to do the action? The Malchut of Ein Sof is doing the action and makes the Galgalta, Mirosh, the calculation, the pay, no, pnimi, toch, sof, or chozer. And when kalkalta decides that it may beget something new because it has the Rishimo awaken, it refines, Mistachechet can't stand in this stature, it refines because there is this striking and it refines and a new state is awakened, a new Rishimot are awakened, and these new Rishimot make something less of Kalkalta. These new Rishimot are less than what preceded it. And they determined that the Partsuf will be in 1 degree lower than Kalkalta. So the new Rishibo comes and begets the new degree. And who begets it? Kalkalta. Kalkalta with her screen. There's the coupling in herself, with the light of Ensof that comes to her,
or Ensof,
comes to her, and there's the Zivuk Deka, the coupling by striking. Try to show it with different colors now. It operates itself, and by that, from her expands a new partsuf that's called, and this new partsuf is called Ab, the inner Ab. And from the partsuf of the inner Ab, gets the external partsuf of Ab, that's just called Ab. The upper begets the lower. And there's the processes that are great. We are continuing with chapter 9. Explains the order of the emanation of Partsuf Kalkalta Afak. It contains three issues. One, the 10 sfirot of Rosh. Sorry, the first expansion of the light of insult for coupling by striking. Second, the coupling was done on a screen of phase 4 that raises reflected light up to Ketel, and the 10 sfirot of Rosh, 10 sfirot of Toch, and 10 sfirot of Sof emerged. Third, the reason that Malchut can expand from the Pe downward into 10 Svirot of the Guf is that all the light that the lower one causes in the upper one, the lower one is also rewarded with it, since Malchut, with its reflected light, caused the 10 Svirot of Rosh to be captured. She therefore acquired 10 sfirot as well. We are in item 1, the 10 sfirot of Rosh, of Galgalta, of Ak.
First,
we shall explain Partsuf Galgalta of Ak, which is the first partsuf in the world of Ak. First, you already know that Insof expands until the coupling by striking on the screen in the vessel of Malchut. At that time, the reflected light rejected from the vessel of Malchut rises and closes the four phases of direct light up to the level of Ketel. You also know that this clothing of the 10 sfirot of direct light in the 10 sfirot of reflected light is called 10 sfirot of Rosh, meaning roots to the vessels. It is so because the clothing of reflected light from below upward is sufficient only to capture the light in the partsuf, but not to actually clothe it. Let's watch a clip. Reflected light is the intention from the lower to the upper. Why does he stand, decides completely independently to receive from the upper, independently not just from the upper, but independent from the will to receive? Why does he want to receive from the upper, to stand above the will to receive in order to bestow to the upper? And what does it get from bestowing? All of the calculations this way and that way that can be are incorporated in the reflected light for and against and the final decision. And in this attitude of the lower to the upper close the direct light of what it receives from the upper. And this attitude from the lower to the upper and from the lower to from the lower to the upper and from the upper to the lower, they're all in the rosh of the partsuf, in the calculations, in determining this approach, this attitude. This is why the reflected light is called Shoshekelim, the roots of the vessel, and it's not yet for the light. But the Kli itself is the will to receive, that will receive this new approach from the lower to the upper, that determines to implement in the desires of the created being that the Creator created, that wants in those desires that all of the pleasures will be felt, even if the will to receive is not meant to begin with to feel such pleasures, because we are created beings, we were made with the will to receive in order to eat the five courses on the table. That's our desire. But by starting to connect to the host, we add to our will to receive this small, five-course meal that's on the table. We add on top of this five-course meal the degree of the host himself. And then our body of the partsuf will start to be in Sofi, infinite. And according to the size, it will have all of the Creator in there. It'll have to be in the calculation of the person and to fill the entire will to receive. Not in the first nine that are in itself, but in Malchut itself, that it'll all be within it. That's what the light has to dress entirely within the created being. We will continue with item two. The reason for the expansion of Malchut, of Rosh, for 10 Sfirot, is that each degree that causes light in its upper one, it too is rewarded with it. Two, it is known that the law in the upper worlds is that any degree that causes an addition of light to its upper one, that entire addition of light returns it and is imparted also to the degree that caused it. Thus, since Malchut did not receive the light that belongs to her and returned it back to its place, meaning it is the reflected light that became a clothing for the upper light by which it captured the upper light in the Rosh. Without this reflected light, this upper light would not have been captured there at all. It therefore necessitates that the entire level of 10 Sfirot of Rosh that she caused there will return and expand into the vessel of Malchut herself as well. It is like Seranpin, about which it is said, three emerge from one, one exists in three. Here too, in Malchut, since nine Sfirot emerge from one, one exists in nine Sfirot, and both are called Kuf. Let's watch a clip of Rav.
And
in Malchut, it comes out of the first nine and it sustains them by the Masach and Ochzer, the screen and the reflected light. The first nine are qualities of the Creator, the qualities of bestow, and to what extent He bestows, in what ways He wants to be shown, to be seen and to felt by Malchut through this, of how it will be impressed from His bestowal and the way that it, the Creator is organized and shown to the created being. As we know from how a person appears to another person, gradually showing himself in different ways, positively and also negatively, entire character he wants to pass on to another. So the first nine that are being revealed to Malchut is being received and learning a lot of things from it, of what the Creator wants from it, of how it's being revealed to it, and why it's according to their nature that be done correctly. And this sustains this, and that sustains that. The first nine in the Malchut, and the Malchut in the first nine.
Od Gimel. Eser Sfirot de
Torah. Item three. The 10 Sfirot of the Torah of Galgata of Ak. Thus, the reflected light will once more shine in the vessel of Malchut, in a way that expands her to the five phases Kachab Tum. The 10 Sfirot of direct light of the Rosh also sparkle and expand in the 10 Sfirot of Malchut, meaning to the Malchut in her called Tabua. These above five phases of the expansion of Malchut become complete vessels for clothing the upper light in the Partsuf, which is why they are called Guf. We'll watch a clip. All of the light that is caused to the upper, the lower, is also merited with, by its reflected light, having the 10 Sfirot of Rosh that it bestows and has the connection with the upper, then is also in having the 10 Sfirot that she has acquired. What does it mean that she's acquired? Is that she passes these qualities of the Creator to herself, and it can't be that a soul of a person then how much is bestowed to the Creator and then copied onto His material, His substance, bestows to the Rosh and copies it to the Guf. And without that, the Guf is just one point, as in Malchut of Ein Sof. What's Malchut of Ein Sof? The first nine, or the Gimel Prinot, the three phases of direct light. And here's the last phase, the Malchut. It's restricted. You can have a circle around it. There's no more. That's it. How does this Malchut, that is one dark point, it has no lavnanita, no whiteness, just the Tzimtzum Aleph, the first restriction, what can it have? It is existence from absence, and it's the root to all the created beings. How is there a shorish? How is there this root in this dark point? That as much as it has a masach, the screen on it, and as much as trying from her to resemble the first three phases, the first nine, it's a bestowal that comes from the Creator, as much as it makes from herself the reflected light that it wants to resemble that bestowal, it then passes into her, that she starts to expand. This point, instead of having a rosh and having a point, there is now a goof or a neshama. Item 4. The 10 Sfirot of Sof, of Galgalta, of Ak.
Four.
From the Tabur downward, the upper light can no longer expand there due to the restriction and the screen in it. Thus, there is only an illumination of reflected light there without direct light, which doesn't have the power to expand, and therefore end the Partsuf. Thus, the Rosh Toch Sof of the first Partsuf of Ak, called Galgalta, have been explained. We are about to conclude, and we will watch a clip of our Rav. We say that the filling is a masach and a reflected light. How can it be that the screen and the reflected light can be a filling? The reflected light is the inner light that gets to me. How much I fill myself with what there is on the table. First of all, Aleph. First is, according to building here, a kli, a vessel of reflected light. As much as I can address the intention for the host, to clothe on this the Or Yashar, the direct light, because the inner light is reflected light and the direct light that's clothed in it. That this is all in the intention in order to bestow the light to the Creator. The light, the pleasure, the enjoyment is from the direct light, from the foods on the table, and by bestowing to the host. And the pleasure from bestowal is billions times more pleasurable than the food itself. It's like Malchut that's receiving directly the light that comes to it. It annuls herself because the pleasure annuls the desire. So first of all, there's the nefesh of nefesh, This is her light. And when she starts to work on the greatness of who's giving and enjoying who she's receiving from and who she's giving to, she receives to herself this, this malchut, receives all of the force of the Creator, how much He enjoys and how much He wants her to enjoy. Now is this deficiency to then feel how much she wants to give. This becomes her deficiency and how much she can fill that deficiency that will then become a filling for her. And this filling is the Naran Chai of Naran Chai. It's billions times, it's so infinite times more than that pleasure that comes from the fruit itself. And that's why the filling is not the light that enters into the clay, but the screen and the reflected light, but the connection, the intention, the approach.